Sean Green Farmer. She's the Public Information Officer for the Office of Employer Ombudsman. Sean, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. And actually, I am the Public Information Officer for Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Agency.
All right. Well, tell us what you do there.
Actually, I am the spokesperson for the agency along with the director. I'm responsible for providing press releases and additional information to the public regarding things that are unemployment related for the state.
And you recently sent me a press release talking about the extended benefits program ending in Michigan on February 18th. Tell us about this.
I certainly did. At this point, we were notified basically by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics that Michigan no longer meets the criteria to remain in the extended benefits program. So by law, when a state no longer qualifies for extended benefits, there's a 3-week phase-out period after which no further EB payments can be made. And so right now what we're looking at, Michigan is going to conclude that final EB payable period with the payment for the week ending February 18th, 2012, and approximately 29,500 unemployed workers in Michigan could be affected by the loss of the EB program.
Did we know this was coming?
Really, we had been monitoring every week, UIA as well as the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics had been monitoring these numbers in terms of the state's unemployment rate, but the rates were dropping so quickly that it did catch us off guard.
And so 29,000 plus people will lose these benefits as of February 18th. So does that mean that's when the last check will go out, or it'll take a couple of weeks for the process to work its way through?
That means that that's when that last check will be issued for the week ending February 18th, 2012, because we actually triggered off of that program at the end of January.
Tell us about the EB program.
Okay, the EB program actually began in January 2009, and it had been paying up to 20 weeks of federally funded unemployment benefits to those who have exhausted their state and emergency unemployment compensation benefits. Pretty much it provided an additional 20 weeks of federally funded unemployment benefits. Generally, when an individual is on unemployment, they exhaust their state unemployment benefits, they go through the emergency unemployment compensation benefits, and then the EB benefits are that last 20 weeks of benefits, totaling 99 for the state.
Now, the extended benefits program will expire. The federally funded EUC program and its four tiers will continue to provide up to 53 weeks of unemployment benefits to jobless workers who deplete their state unemployment benefits. Explain that to me.
Okay, what that basically means is that for folks who are coming into, they're leaving the state unemployment with those that are newly unemployed as of January 15 of 2012, those folks are eligible for up to 20 weeks of state unemployment benefits. Those who were unemployed prior to January 15, 2012 were eligible for up to 26 weeks of benefits. But once those benefits are exhausted, folks who exhaust their regular unemployment claim by February 25th will be able to possibly transition into that EUC program.
All right.
With the eligibility. Go ahead.
All right. So those who had the benefits and then went to the extended benefits program will have an opportunity to go to this other program?
Yes. Some will have the opportunity to transition. And it really is going to be based on when they're going to exhaust their regular unemployment benefits.
All right. So probably what could bring more clarity for to this for me is that the expiration of the federally funded programs will not affect the state's unemployment benefit programs, correct?
Correct. Okay. That is correct.
All right. Well, this is big news for people who have these extended benefits. Now, is there any chance that this could be reversed and these benefits could be extended?
Tony, honestly, that's something that I think is being obviously discussed at the federal level with Congress. But, you know, at this point, our extended benefits are affected in terms of the triggering on and triggering off by the unemployment rate itself, and specifically how high that unemployment rate is. What I'd like to say, though, before we end, is for folks who are at this point going to be receiving that last payment for that week ending February 18, 2012, there is additional information available on the UIA website at www.michigan.gov/UIA. We also have pre-recorded updates on our new toll-free unemployment update line, which is 1-800-638-3995. There's one additional number, 1-866-MI-HELPS, which is 1-866-644-3577, as well as the Michigan.gov Helping Hand program. Those are programs that provide additional information on resources that might be available that individuals could qualify for. And one more thing, we're also encouraging folks to work with their local Michigan Works agencies, as well as visiting Pure Michigan Talent Connect at www.michigantalent.org for information about job opportunities and training opportunities.
John Green Farmer is the public information officer, and we appreciate you trying to bring clarity to this. Thank you so much.
Tony, thank you. Have a great day.